What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to liberalism, snowflakes. As you know, Apple just had their big event, their debut of this year's iPhone XS, XR, XS Plus, just in time for the holiday shopping season. And feminists are already complaining that Apple is making the phones, they're too big for women to hold. You know, how dare you do that? You're being unfair to women because these phones are so big. Now, for the record, Claire does not have a problem with her iPhone, which is one of the largest ones you can get. But, I mean, that's silly. And it's just another example of the fact that liberals aren't feeling victimized or offended. They're looking for things to complain about. They're looking for things to whine about. Because that's become the liberals' complete culture. Whining and crying and being offended and saying, you know, you've got to stop offending me. Okay. Now, there is an app that is put out by Robinhood. It's an investing app, and apparently it has been caught basically harvesting the user's data in terms of their stock trades and selling them to the high-frequency trading firms on Wall Street. So these high-frequency trading firms know what ordinary people are buying and selling from this data, and they can adjust their trading accordingly, so that they make money and you lose it. Over at Twitter, they're blocking the accounts of real Iranians. This is a complaint coming from Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, saying that Twitter has blocked the accounts of real Iranians, but is ignoring the regime change propaganda spewing out of Washington, D.C. Yeah. We've seen that already. They did that to Syria. YouTube has shut down all the Syrian state TV channels, but all of the Let's Get Syria videos, they're still out there. It's all propaganda. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Kevin from West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I hope you're having a great and wonderful day.
So far, so good.
Cool, cool. You were talking about the society and with liberalism. And the one thing that I can't get off of my head is I'm 34 years old, and I grew up in the, you get an award, a participation award, if you participate. And that always bothered me because I always thought there's winners and there's losers. I mean, I understand that there's other people that participate, but what happened to society of winners and losers? You don't get an award if you lose. Come back, try again. Try another day. Why don't we have that attitude anymore?
Because accomplishment is now politically incorrect. We're seeing exactly the same thing with that ridiculous idea that math classes for the gifted should be banned. And the idea is we're all supposed to be mandated to be equal, equally dumb, equally weak. And you're right. When I was a kid, the idea is you wanted to be a winner. You wanted to be the best at something, whether it was math or athletics or science. It's kind of where I went. I was into the sciences as a kid. And our teachers encouraged us to try and do things that were outside the curriculum. And there were prizes, if you did that. I won a science fair when I was in high school. That was a very proud moment in my life. The kids who didn't win, I'm sure they felt bad. The kids who didn't even try to enter the science fair, you know, that was their problem. But the idea is, we wanted to be a nation of achievers, and that is being taken away by the liberals.
I mean, it's you're absolutely right, and it blows my mind because, I go to college up at Hagerstown Community College in Maryland, the beginning of a psychology class, we're talking about the Kavanaugh hearings, and I'm thinking to myself, what exactly does this have to do with psychology? Like, I'm confused. I mean, but this is any time that the colleges can bash right-wing agenda or Trump, they take the opportunity and do it. I just can't sit in there anymore. It's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It is. Our education system is not about education. It's about indoctrination. And they're starting at lower and lower levels in the education system. That's a big part of what Common Core was all about, to basically deny kids learning skills that would allow them to think for themselves, and basically just pump in a lot of propaganda. Like I said, I got to look at some of that Common Core curriculum. We used to have a neighbor who was working on the implementation of it here in Hawaii. And some of the stuff I saw, they completely rewrote the Bill of Rights to change its meaning. They literally, in Common Core, it teaches that the Second Amendment gives you the right to keep and bear arms if you are in a government-controlled militia. It literally says that. So it's all about brainwashing our kids.
Yes, it does. I actually have a copy of the new Second Amendment thing that my political science teacher was handing out on Constitution Day, and I had brought it to him, and I'm like, what's up with this? This is totally different from what I remember. Is this Mandela effect, or is this completely insane? I mean, and he told me, that's what it always said. And I'm like, no, sir, it did not always say that.
Yep. And again, it's indoctrination. And yeah, they're trying to basically rewrite history in order to basically take away from us our heritage of being a republic with a democratically elected government. We're being led down the road to dictatorship.
Yeah, left foot, right foot. I call it the totalitarian tiptoe. You know, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. I mean, and that's where we're at. I mean, and I'm a little afraid for my country, and I'm a little afraid for everybody else, you know? I mean, it seems like nobody cares. They're too distracted by everything, or they just don't want to know. And I don't know what to do.
We're just going to have to go through it. And hopefully on the far side of the next world war, people around the world are going to wake up and say, look, we really need to have a better way to run this world. Because these politicians, they keep mucking it up. They keep getting us into endless wars. You know, I mean, we've now been at war. The United States government has been at war now for 17 years, longer than World War I and World War II put together. And there are 7 official wars. And if Bernie Sanders is to be believed, the U.S. has militarily intervened in some 76 countries around the world. That sounds like a world war to me. But my concern is that it's going to keep on escalating, like with all these missiles flying over Syria right now. And it's going to wind up with somebody pushing the button and taking this whole thing nuclear. And that's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock.
You got that right, sir. Well, you have a great and wonderful day, and give Miss Claire the best. That's all I have for you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I will forward your wishes to the lovely Lady Claire. And getting on back here, a little bit of a breaking story. Apparently, the Senate Judiciary Committee had a meeting with Brett Kavanaugh in which he denied even being at the party that this Christine Ford claims he assaulted her. And apparently that was good enough for the Judiciary Committee. They have scheduled the vote for his confirmation for Thursday. So that is moving ahead. All righty, getting on back to computers and computer type issues here. Apparently, poor Elon Musk, he seems to be self-destructing with that stunt with the marijuana-laced cigar. But there's been another embarrassment regarding the Model 3 Tesla, because a hacker was apparently able to steal a Tesla 3 from the Mall of America using only his smartphone. Now, that is going to come as a blow for confidence in Tesla's security system. And apparently, this car was stolen after Tesla customer service over the phone apparently handed the thief the keys by allowing him to add the car by VIN number to his Tesla account. And then the thief made it 1,000 miles before police caught up with him and arrested him. Sometimes I miss the good old-fashioned days of just a regular key that goes into the slot and you turn it. Those things really were very secure. If it was a solid lock, and when I was a kid, when I was a magician, I learned a lot about locks. And it's kind of amazing. A lot of what you'll see in the stores are so cheaply built, and you wonder why anybody even bothers with those, especially with the use of plastic, which you just know. A screwdriver and a hammer, the lock is gone. But I used to have a nice little collection of high-end locks, and they were very, very good. Okay, a lot of people have been talking and emailing me about the solar observatory out in New Mexico on Sacramento Peak. And it was closed mysteriously last week by the FBI. And, of course, the rumors started flying. Oh, they'd seen a UFO, the space aliens, blah, 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 blah. The usual kookification stuff going on. The observatory is now reopened. And basically, there was some kind of a criminal activity going on at the facility. And there was a concern that one of the suspects in the investigation potentially posed a threat to the safety of the staff and residents of the observatory. And that's why they vacated the facility. And so that's all there was to it. No space aliens, no flying saucers, things like that. Now, a lot of people are on the antidepressant Prozac. It's a commonly prescribed antidepressant. It's called fluoxetine. The brand name is Prozac. And it now turns out, according to new research, it may be driving the antibiotic resistance crisis. And they discovered in this research study that E. coli, which can cause food poisoning, when it's exposed to Prozac, the bacteria undergoes genetic mutations that stop it from responding to common antibiotics. And the study found that E. coli can lead to life-threatening kidney damage in up to 10% of the cases. So that's something I'm pretty sure they weren't testing for when they took Prozac to market. There's been a whistleblower nurse come forward. This is a story coming out of vaccineimpact.com. Basically, how hospitals are vaccinating patients literally by force without their knowledge. I mean, if you're in the hospital, you're in the bed, they come in, there's a whole bunch of needles. You really don't know what's in there. And these patients aren't finding out that they've been vaccinated until they get the itemized medical bill and go through that and say, oh, vaccinated for this, vaccinated for that, vaccinated for whatever, which would be okay if it weren't for all of the continuing concerns over whether vaccines are safe or not, if they're even effective. Now, interestingly enough, over in Japan, they banned mandatory vaccinations. This idea that when you're a kid, when you're growing up, you've got to have all these shots. Japan said, no, we're not going to do that. And as a result, Japan has the world's lowest child death rate and the highest life expectancy. So you think about that. Japan has the lowest infant mortality rate on the planet after banning all these mandatory vaccinations like we have in the United States. Now, Japan's anti-vaccination policies are obviously criticized by the vaccine pushers in the U.S. who claim that vaccinating the public promotes health. Well, obviously, from the results that Japan got, that may not be true. Getting on back over to Monsanto land, apparently there's a company up in Oregon, Bob's Red Mill, and they put out what are supposed to be healthy products. And it turned out that their oat products had been sprayed with glyphosate, was contaminated by the weed killer, and it was not disclosed on the label. The labels had phrases like gluten-free, wheat-free, purity tested, all designed to make consumers believe that they were healthy, but they were contaminated with glyphosate, which is a probable human carcinogen. And as a result, Bob's Red Mill is now looking at a class action lawsuit by everybody who has ever bought any of their products. I think that company is not going to be around for very, very much longer. Remember when BPA was around? It was this coating that was put on the inside of cans, water, water bottles, things like that. And it was eventually banned because it caused a lot of health issues. And there are a lot of substitutes for BPA were created shortly then after and entered the market. Now there's a new study by Patricia Hunt over at Washington State University and Tegan Horan, also the Washington State University, showing that these new follow-on substitutes for BPA may in fact be causing the same health issues as the original. So, again, where was the FDA on all of this stuff? They just sort of look the other way. Okay. Over at the Free Thought Project, and everybody's ramping up on this. This is a horrible situation. Apparently, a grand jury investigating a child sex ring in the Catholic Church discovered police were actually involved. They were complicit in trying to keep this covered up. This is part of what's coming out of Pennsylvania and that huge, huge expose out there. So the state attorney general, Josh Shapiro, is providing insight into how priests were allowed to go on for decades preying on children. And he singled out two groups responsible for covering up the crimes of the church. Now, one of the groups was obviously the Catholic Church hierarchy, the archbishops and cardinals, who would react to these allegations of child rape by simply transferring the priest to a new church or simply not acting at all. The other group Shapiro named was law enforcement itself, who he said acted in tandem with the abusive priests to keep their horrific habits from ever reaching the public eye. So much for to protect and to serve. Okay, now, a lot of ordinary rank-and-file Catholics have reached their breaking point, and they're starting to put pressure on church leaders to try and solve the problem, to prevent the sex abuse. This is happening all across the country, and apparently there's a national campaign, Time's Up, Catholics Demand Truth. And they're saying it's time for the church to come clean on all of this. This is in the wake of that bombshell report out of Pennsylvania that named 300 predator priests and the leaders who covered up their crimes. Now, of course, the Catholic leadership seems to have something else that they want to do. And apparently, in 2015, the New York State Catholic Conference contracted lobbying groups to block a bill called the Child Victims Act, which was aimed at making it easier for victims of child sex crimes to come out against their accusers. The Catholic Church spent over $2 million lobbying against this law. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you know, that Pennsylvania grand jury was a major shock. It's not ending there. This is blowing up in the U.S., Australia, and Chile. And apparently over in Germany, there was a study conducted by the universities of Giessen, Heidelberg, and Mannheim that found 3,677 cases of child sexual abuse between 1946 and 2014 perpetrated by 1,670 clerics and priests. The victims were predominantly boys, and more than half of them were aged 13 or younger. And it may have even been worse because the study found that a lot of records appeared to have been destroyed or manipulated. So Pope Francis is out there trying to deal with this. And now he's saying it's all the fault of the devil. Pope Francis blamed the devil for the sexual abuse scandal that has shaken the Catholic Church. And the Pope's way of thinking is that it's the efforts to expose the sinful cover-ups and abusive clergymen that are the work of Satan. So if you're ratting out the priest, you're doing Satan's work. Reminds me of the old Flip Wilson routine, "The devil made me buy this dress." Um, So that's definitely getting out there. You know, it's all the devil's fault that this is coming to light. No, actually, it's the fault of all the priests who did this stuff. You know, let's get a little honest here. This would not be a scandal if this was not a widespread problem among the clergy. And by the way, it's not confined to the Catholics. It's a big problem with the Catholics. But we see this in other religions as well. So article out of a YouTube video, rather, calling for Pope Francis to resign. That's going to be historic. Two popes in a row resigning. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. And we're already seeing early snow start to hit in the Northern Hemisphere. It was snowing up in British Columbia. Calgary was hit with unseasonable flurries of snow. And the photos coming on out, it's not a light dusting. It's pretty heavy, lasting snow out there. For St. John's set a snowfall record a week ago. And apparently over in Saskatoon, they broke a 115-year-old record for cold temperatures. So it's getting cold out there. Northern Minnesota is seeing record-breaking cold temperatures last Thursday. And over in Africa, they had a freak blizzard, which resulted in photos of giraffes and elephants wandering about in the snow. That's not a picture you're normally used to seeing, giraffes and elephants in the snow, but it was there. Now, as the East Coast continues to deal with Tropical Storm Florence, believe it or not, the editorial board of the Washington Post declared that Donald Trump was complicit for Hurricane Florence because of his views on climate change. And even before the storm made landfall, the Post published a column headlined, "Another Hurricane is About to Batter Our Coast. Trump is Complicit." And, I mean, that is absurd. And I'm not the only person to say so. Sean Hannity came on out and said, trying to blame Donald Trump for bad weather is a new low. But you have to look at the Washington Post and say, how low can you go? Because they're down in the basement already. Still digging here. Meanwhile, the proponents of the global warming hoax are now out there demanding all media censor all opposing views, claiming that the global warming activists are too right. We shouldn't even be bothered with a debate. We know that we're right. And they'll probably get it, at least on the social media platforms. Now that the social media platforms are openly scrubbing conservative content, they'll start going after the critics or those who question human-caused global warming. And when you get into the situation of saying, we don't want to debate the issue, the science is settled. No, the science is never settled. And if you're not willing to put your theories to a test in an academic setting, then it's basically signaling that you just made it all up. It was a hoax. It was an absolute hoax. Apparently, scientists have now detected Earth's lowest temperature ever, and it was a minus 144 degrees Fahrenheit. This was over at the East Antarctic Plateau. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we take this next phone call here, I've got a little update on the story where Donald Trump has ordered the release of the unredacted FISA paperwork, which we understand is going to be very embarrassing to the FBI. But I'm looking at the statement from the White House press secretary. Trump also has directed the Department of Justice and the FBI to publicly release all text messages relating to the Russia investigation without redaction of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr. This is going to get interesting. All right, back to the phones here. We're going to talk with Russell in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Just want to talk about tariffs a little bit. I think Trump is correct to put tariffs on China, especially because they're running about almost a $500 billion trade deficit with us, and that means probably in the neighborhood of 10 million manufacturing jobs. NAFTA is how they got into that position, because China was able to ship products to Mexico that came across the border without tariffs, and that's what really decimated our manufacturing. And it's a balance, because it does cost the taxpayer, I mean the consumer, if you put tariffs on stuff, but the option is to not have any manufacturing. So,
well, the part that I think is wrong with the tariffs right now is the timing, because we don't have the manufacturing. And most the reason we don't have the manufacturing goes all the way back to literally the end of World War II, when we could do no wrong. Everybody was flooding to buy our products, and companies were starting up, and they needed managers. And so Harvard Business School came up with this idea of scientific management, a standardized set of procedures and processes that would allow somebody to come into a company and manage its operation without having to grow up with the business. And then they created a degree program to go with it called the Master's in Business Administration. And what that did in turn was create a generation of mid-level managers and later corporate executives who had no emotional connection to the process of manufacturing. And so back when about 20 years ago is when they started saying, well, we'll just ship the manufacturing to other countries where we can get it done more cheaply. And it was a bad move. The government should have intervened, but they didn't. And so now we don't have a lot of manufacturing. And China can make things we no longer know how to make. And so it doesn't matter how many tariffs Trump puts on there, people are still going to be forced to pay for these Chinese products. And I don't really think it's going to change our trade imbalance all that much, because we're still having to buy those products from China, and we don't have anything to sell that they want to buy, is what it comes down to. I just saw an article on Fox here during the commercial break where Wall Street traders are saying that this latest round of tariffs is a bad idea.
Well, what it's going to do, and it is doing, is forcing companies to come back here because it's no longer profitable to build in China because of the tariffs. And that way we'll regain our manufacturing base and our expertise. We won't get it back any other way. And so it is going to be, it's going to be uncomfortable for a while, because you're right, we don't have the manufacturing, but the way we get it back is to raise tariffs and force it to come back.
Well, I certainly hope it works on out here, because you can't have a strong national economy without strong manufacturing. Part of the problem, of course, is going to be luring people back who know how to manufacture, who know how to set up factories, because they've all been lured away to other countries where they're treated like gold. We're seeing it here, certainly with all the problems we have with our weapons systems. We seem to have lost a lot of that key knowledge on how to manufacture a proper product.
We're like a third world nation now. We mainly ship raw materials to places like China. But
you're absolutely right.
But we have to get it back. We have to get that stuff back.
Well, I agree, and I think the best way that we're going to get our manufacturing back is not just to focus on recovering industries that manufacture today's products. I think we need to invest in a major technological leap forward so that the United States can make a product nobody else on the world knows how to make. And it'll be boom times then. One of the biggest mistakes we made, we had this fantastic technology advantage coming out of the Apollo moon programs, and we should have used it to basically stimulate American companies. And obviously a lot of companies in Silicon Valley took advantage of that. But instead, a lot of companies that acquired the rights to these various technologies, they sent it over to other countries to manufacture. Those other countries learned how the technology works, and it basically leaked on out. We should have kept all of that technological treasure for ourselves. After all, we, the American people, paid for it all. And this is why I'm a supporter of the space program. Because we need a civilian technology incubator to come up with the next big thing that will allow us to jumpstart our industry and our economy.
Sounds good to me. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, over in California, Governor Moonbeam is saying that the state of California is going to launch its own satellite into orbit to battle climate change. And Basically, he made the announcement at the conclusion of a two-day climate summit he organized in San Francisco, which, by the way, saw the number of corporate jets at the San Francisco airport go up by one-third, belching all kinds of hot carbon emissions there. So Governor Brown says state officials will work with the San Francisco-based company Planet Labs to develop a satellite to track climate change-causing pollutants. Now, he might want to check with NASA first, because NASA has now confirmed from February of 2016 to February of this year, the average temperature of the Earth declined half a degree centigrade. So this is NASA coming on out and saying, yes, in point of fact, the Earth is cooling. All right. Over at SpaceX, they're doing some amazing things. Apparently, they are setting up to fly a private passenger around the moon on its giant BFR rocket spaceship combo. Apparently, this has just been announced, and Elon Musk is going to fill in more details. Actually, today, we're going to have a webcast. Now, they haven't released who the private space explorer's identity. Obviously, it's going to be somebody who's got a lot of money. But they're just going to loop him around the moon or her and bring them back. And boy, would that not be a fun trip to be on? Okay. Boy, sometimes you have to look at some of these environmental activists or animal rights activists and realize they don't really think about what they're doing. Apparently, over in Germany, there were four cows that were freed from their pens at an organic farm by German animal rights activists and promptly gorged themselves on the available feed pile and died. They literally ate themselves to death. Another 40 cows are in critical condition after they ate up to 10 kilograms of feed at the Liebenwalder Agrar Farm in the state of Brandenburg. And it's thought the suspects, who are thought to be animal rights activists, trespassed onto the farm and released the dairy cows and calves between Saturday night and Sunday morning. So, well done, animal rights activists. You've killed four. You've made the rest of them sick. Pat yourself on the back for that one here. Now, this is an interesting little story because this is actually an issue out here in Hawaii. One of the more spectacular fish that you will see around the reefs is a lionfish, and it's native to the South Pacific and the Indian Oceans. They've become a serious problem over in the Western Atlantic and the Caribbean because it's basically an invasive species. Nobody knows how they got over there, but they did, and there are no natural predators over in the Caribbean and Western Atlantic. So the lionfish are breeding at an astonishing rate and putting additional stress on coral reefs. And so undergraduate students at Worcester Polytechnic Institute have built or are building an autonomous underwater robot that goes on out and hunts the lionfish. So this robot they're putting together, and they'll put it in the water, and it's got some kind of a power supply where it just swims around, and it's got vision systems that will identify a lionfish. And at that point, it is harpooned and brought to the surface. That's kind of cool. It's a creative solution there. I know this is kind of an old story, but as you know, there was this big issue over an air leak on the International Space Station, not actually on the space station itself, but an attached Russian Soyuz MS-9 spacecraft. And at first, everybody thought it was a meteor strike. And they went on out and took a look and discovered somebody had drilled a hole in the hull. In fact, they could see the scratches from a couple of false starts. it looked like whoever did it was very shaky or weightless. And then, of course, the U.S. came back and said, well, obviously the hole was drilled during assembly. And Russia came on back and said, no, the hull was drilled when the spacecraft was completely assembled. And they're not sure whether it was before launch or after launch, but it is a mystery. And there's a lot of concern that the hole may have been drilled to precipitate an earlier return to Earth for one of the ISS astronauts who's apparently got a medical issue that they're trying to deal with. Over in Japan, they have for the first time confirmed that a Fukushima nuclear plant worker has died from radiation poisoning. And this man, aged in his 50s, developed lung cancer after he was involved in the emergency cleanup work at the plant following the tsunami. Health, Labor, and Welfare Ministry of Japan ruled compensation should be paid to the family of the man who died. Well, I would certainly hope so. There is a very troubling bill making its way through the Senate. And it would basically compel NASA to cooperate with Israel's space agency. And the reason this is of a concern is because Israel's space agency has a long history of espionage against the United States. And I understand our Congress is bought and paid for, but it just seems like, especially since 9/11, they're just giving everything away to Israel. So apparently this provision for NASA to just be good friends with Israel Space Agency is tucked within the bill titled the United States Israel Security Assistance Authorization Act of 2018, which also provides Israel with $38 billion in U.S. military aid over a 10-year period, the largest military aid package in U.S. history, and every penny of it illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act, the Glenn Act, because of Israel's nuclear weapons. Okay, out here in Hawaii, things are settling down. We've had our storms go over. We had our flooding out in Kauai. We've had our volcano, which is now cooling down, and they're starting to reopen portions of Volcanoes National Park. The rangers are being very, very careful that they're opening up areas where the ground is really solid. As I've mentioned to you before, how it can get very deceptive. What looks like solid ground can be just a thin layer of solidified lava over a live lava flow, and you don't want to walk on that here. Now, one of the museums up at the top of the volcano, the Jagger Museum, is not going to reopen. It's going to have to be demolished. It suffered quite a bit of damage during that whole Kilauea collapse. Okay, and interestingly enough, Congress is looking at reopening the United States to supersonic aircraft. Now, the U.S. has banned domestic commercial supersonic aviation for four decades. When the Concorde was flying, they would fly supersonic across the ocean, then they would have to slow down before entering American airspace. But Congress is now looking at the possibility of saying, let's have supersonic air travel. And we understand there are a lot of countries that are looking at building the follow-on to the Concorde, which would be very interesting. Anyways, I mentioned before the evacuation notice for Hawaii has been lifted. All the people are being allowed to go back in to where the lava finally wound up and see what is left. And following up again on that Soyuz story, this was out of place on my talking points. Members of the Special Commission of Russia's Federal Space Agency, Roscosmos, investigating into the causes of the recent depressurization of the Soyuz MS-09, have come to the conclusion that American astronauts could intentionally drill a hole in the coatings to to bring back their sick colleague back to ETH ahead of schedule, back to Earth ahead of schedule. Yeah, this is where we saw this. And apparently Roscosmos asked NASA to provide health reports for U.S. astronauts and the data from the video cameras. Now, chances to obtain this information are very small because this information is considered as medical secrecy. But if the above version of the incident were to be confirmed, it's going to sink Russian-American relations even further. I've been hearing talk from a lot of people that the United States may simply abandon the International Space Station. They're tired of having to pay Russia to take the astronauts up there. It's been very expensive. But hopefully we're going to see these two private spacecraft from SpaceX and from Boeing that are finally going to give the United States back its ability to loft astronauts into orbit. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
anymore. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and getting an update now from the situation in Syria. And according to Russia Today, yes, it was an Israeli attack against Syria using F-16s. And here is where things are going to start spiraling out of control. Apparently, there was a Russian Ilyushin 20 aircraft with 14 passengers on board that vanished from the radar screens during Israel's attack. Now, it's entirely possible the plane just crashed for mechanical reasons. But if Israel shot down this Russian aircraft, things are going to get really tense really quickly. All right, let's take a phone call here from Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I'll let you get back to the finishing your talking points at the end of the show here. But I heard on Texas radio station this morning that they're announcing about 1,000 manufacturing jobs. So, you know, unfortunately, it's for Lockheed Martin. So that's how you're making America great again, by bombing the crap out of Iran and Syria and creating more refugees. I mean, this whole thing's a mess. All right, I'll let you get back to your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. And the military contractors, they're hiring like crazy. They know World War's on its way, and they're gearing up. It's amazing here. So getting on back to Syria, apparently this was a fairly serious attack on Syria, and they were targeting the Russian base at Khmeimim and the Russian harbor at Tartus. Now, supposedly, the Syrian air defense system succeeded in downing most of the incoming rockets. But again, this is a serious escalation for Israel to have done this. And if they did shoot down that Russian Ilyushin 20, Russia's going to have to respond. There's going to have to be a response. Putin is facing a lot of pressure back home from his own people that he needs to stand up for Russia. So I'm sure that they're going to find the remains of that aircraft and take a very careful look and confirm that it was shot down and not just a mechanical failure before they do anything. Okay. Somebody just sent me the same story here. Russian plane disappears from radars during Israeli attack on Syria's Latakia. So it's on. There's nothing else we can say. It's on. Again, it looks like Israel is behind all of this. And we could see this thing just explode out of control. Absolutely. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Don't use corporate social media. It's all being filtered. It's completely useless over there unless you're into funny cat videos. Use email, face-to-face, whatever. But just get the word out there and keep on pushing the story that corporate social media is in fact censoring all conservatives to try and swing the election this November. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.